Hey everyone, Ivory Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things Stoic confidence. Ever feel like your mind's a hamster wheel stuck on repeat with those same old negative thoughts? Like you're running but getting nowhere, constantly tripping over the same mental hurdles? Well, buckle up because today we're diving deep into the art of letting go of those pesky negative thoughts. Seriously, this is a game changer, folks. Because when you can quiet that internal critic and embrace a calmer, more positive mindset, well, life just gets a whole lot easier and a whole lot brighter. First things first, let's acknowledge the elephant in the room. Negative thoughts are like weeds, they pop up everywhere. It's totally normal to have them. But here's the key difference, we don't have to become slaves to those thoughts. We can learn to recognize them, understand their roots, and ultimately choose how we respond. Think of it like this. Your brain is throwing you curveballs all day long, but you're the one calling the shots on whether or not you swing at every pitch. Now, I'm not saying ditch those thoughts completely, sometimes they offer valuable insights. But learning to detach from them, to observe them without judgment, that's where the magic happens. It's like watching a movie, you can be engrossed in the story without identifying with every character or every plot twist. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate those mental minefields. 1. Mindful awareness. The first step is recognizing those negative thoughts as they arise. It's about paying attention to your internal dialogue, noticing those patterns of self-criticism or worry. Just by becoming aware of them, you've already taken a huge step towards gaining control. Imagine it like this. You wouldn't let a leaky faucet drip unattended for days, right? Same goes for your mind to address those thoughts before they become a torrent. Challenge your thoughts. Ever catch yourself thinking, I always mess things up? Or I'm not good enough? Well, hold on. Challenge those statements with evidence. Is there real proof to back them up? Often, our negative thoughts are based on distorted perceptions or past experiences. By questioning their validity, you can start to dismantle their power over you. Think of it like this. Your brain is a powerful computer, but sometimes it needs a good software update. 3. Reframe your perspective. Instead of focusing on the negatives, try shifting your attention towards the positives. What are you grateful for? What are you proud of? Even in challenging situations, there is often something to be learned or appreciated. This isn't about ignoring the tough stuff, it's about finding a balance and choosing to focus on what truly matters. 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all stumble and make mistakes. Treat yourself with the same understanding and forgiveness you would offer a close friend. Remember, perfection is an illusion, it's about progress, not perfection. 5. Engage in mindfulness techniques. Meditation, deep breathing exercises, yoga, these practices can help calm your mind and create space between you and those negative thoughts. It's like hitting the pause button on your mental chatter and allowing yourself to reconnect with the present moment. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're stuck in traffic, fuming because you're going to be late for an important meeting. Those negative thoughts start swelling, I'm going to be fired. This is the worst day ever. Instead of letting those thoughts take over, try this. Take a few deep breaths, acknowledge those feelings without judgment, and then shift your focus. Listen to your favorite music, call a friend, or simply observe your surroundings. Maybe you notice a beautiful sunset or a cute dog in the next car, anything that can bring a little positivity into the moment. You're not letting the traffic dictate your mood. You're choosing to respond differently, taking control of your mental state. So there you have it, folks. Letting go of negative thoughts isn't about becoming a Pollyanna or ignoring reality, it's about developing a mindful and empowered approach to your inner world. Remember, you're not defined by those thoughts, you're the author of your own story. Make today count, choose positivity, and keep that stoic confidence shining bright. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little mental boost. Let's spread the stoic love. I'll catch you on the next one. Keep it real, keep it positive, and rock your day.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.